Hello, welcome to the newest Who Slammin' Who segment. My name is Harry Barnett, and I'm the first to do a fan segment from Who Slammin' Who. I don't work in the business, I've never done anything in the business, everyone else has on this network. For me, I haven't done anything. Tommy Fiore was selling segments a couple of months ago. I contacted him for information about it, and then we went from there. So thank you, Tommy, for letting me do this, and I'll go from there. I recorded a show a couple of weeks ago. I was meant to start a couple of weeks ago, but obviously there was a problem with the system. So Tommy told me to start today, and, well, I'll start today. So this week, it could be up today, it could be up tomorrow, it's whenever Tommy puts it up. I'm going to call this segment, What's Wrong With Wrestling? Obviously, wrestling today is not what it used to be 5-10 years ago or further back than then. I know I've only been watching for about 10 years. But I always focus on the negatives. I'll go for positives and the plus side of everything as well. But we'll go from there. TNA pay-per-view was on Sunday. What did I think about that? Well, it wasn't one of their best, but it'll do. I'll give it a 2 out of 10. The Ultimate X is meant to be their signature match, but that was just so boring. They shouldn't really have a technical guy like Doug Williams. I like Doug Williams, but they shouldn't really have him in a high-flying match, a spot match like that. Brian Kendrick just looks boring and doesn't look like he's ready to be in a match like that. If it was down to me, I would have had someone like Generation Me throw them in there, do the spot parts with them, have them do the high-fly spots. But you needed someone more high-flying for that. The knockouts match, well, everyone knows that the beautiful people are breaking up, or going back to the original ones, rather, having Angelina and Velvet reunite. I read the spoilers. Oh, yeah, I'll talk about spoilers a lot, so if you don't want to hear spoilers, I suggest you turn down for a couple of seconds. Read the spoilers quite a lot and read there was sort of friction between them, between the beautiful people on Impact. So, obviously, Angelina and Velvet are reuniting soon. The Dudleys, they did the Team 3D and Jesse Neal triple threat. I don't know why they split up the Dudleys. They did that in WWE in, like, 2002, didn't they? And, well, that didn't really work out. Yeah, putting Batista and Devon together got Batista somewhere for a start, but that was bad. They obviously put them back together in the end. Don't know what TNA think they're going to achieve with that. And having the ECW guys in the crowd, well, I'll get to the ECW, this supposed ECW invasion, because I don't like that. What else was on the show? Oh, the Motor City Machine Guns finally getting the tag titles. They definitely deserve it. How long have they been together? 3 years? And they've not given either of them the tag titles yet. And finally they get them. I thought Bear Money was going to win that though and put some gold in that Fortune tag team or stable with Ric Flair. Pope and Kurt Angle, obviously Kurt Angle's working his way back up. You'll hear this a lot, but I'm a huge Pope fan. I got to meet him back in January. The guy's great. In my eyes, well, I used to be a huge fan of The Rock until he left wrestling. The Rock will always be my favourite wrestler, but now Pope is my current favourite wrestler. And in my eyes, no one can put Pope down. So I did not want Angle to win. I didn't care if he retired. I just wanted Pope to win. I'll always be biased when it comes to the Pope. But on to the next match. Obviously, Kurt Angle will go to the top. The top of TNA again. He'll be world champion. And then he's retiring next year. What else happened at the pay-per-view? I don't want to get to the title match yet. There's a few other matches I could have sworn. I'll just look it up on the computer. There was Jay Lethal and Ric Flair. Ric Flair's obviously getting Jay Lethal over, getting him to where he has to be. I've never really been a Ric Flair fan, but the stuff between him and Jay Lethal is amazing. I always loved Jay Lethal since they started the Black Machismo character. He's gold. He's gotten so far in just the time he's been working with Ric Flair. Give him the X Division title again. Put gold on him. Something like that. Make him look good. AJ and Kaz against the mystery opponents, which I don't know why they couldn't have announced, were Rob Terry and Samoa Joe, because they're not really mystery. No one wants to see Rob Terry. He's boring. He's barely can move. He's awful. Samoa Joe, your average TNA fan loves him, but I've never really been that into him. He's cool, but no, I'm just not into him. That was a good match, though. The Emergency Machine Gun Spear Money match was amazing. I think those are the two matches I actually thought were good on the pay-per-view. That's why I gave it 2 out of 10. The world title match, I didn't really think much of that. RVD, I don't think much of a champion. Did all right for ECW, the WWE Revival one, but nah, it just makes TNA look at the level they are at now, not at WWE's level. If they want a real champion, put it on a known face that everyone knows. But I know everyone knows Rob Van Dam, but he still looks like one of those mid-carders. But put it on Kurt Angle, put it on Jeff Hardy, if he doesn't end up in jail. Put on someone that everyone knows. I think that was all the matches for the paper. Oh, Hernandez, Matt Morgan. When I was predicting these on Twitter before the actual show, I guessed Hernandez, just get the revenge for getting put out. I don't really like Hernandez, but I like his finisher. The border toss, that's pretty cool. That was a cage match, wasn't it? Yeah. I like the finish to that. Yeah, you always got to love a cage match, but I love the finish to that. Matt Morgan climbing over the top and Hernandez dived through. Yeah, that was good. But no, I didn't really rate that pay-per-view. The ECW Invasion, if you don't want to know what happened on the spoilers, I'd turn it down for a couple of seconds. On Impact, they finally did this invasion. They've been trying to get Paul Heyman for so long, haven't they? But and they haven't managed to get him yet. They had Tommy Dreamer, Raven, Rhino, and Stevie Richards in the crowd again, and finally they jumped the rail and did their little invasion. Me, like everyone else, I love ECW. I loved ECW. It should have, like a lot of things, they should just keep it in the past, not bring it up again and redo it. WWE did ECW over several times. TNA want to be hardcore and extreme, but replicating ECW won't make you hardcore and extreme, it'll just make you a rip-off. But I should just leave it in the past. But obviously they're trying to go somewhere from there. It doesn't really make sense, their invasion, because, aren't Raven, Rhino and Richards part of TNA, the contracted superstars? So you're having your own superstars invade? It doesn't make sense. I know they haven't been on TV for a while, but they're still on their roster thing on their website. They're still contracted superstars as far as people know. So it really doesn't make sense. But obviously it'll be interesting to see where it goes. And Mick Foley looks like he's their leader for now. Obviously they did the kayfabe firing where he lost to Jeff Jarrett, and after Eric Bischoff made them fight for the jobs. And then he knocked out Bubba the Love Sponge when he walked out, broke his nose, and then left since then. But yeah, let's see where that ECW storyline goes from there. We've got Money in the Bank coming up on Sunday. Then there was Raw last night. Let me think. I didn't really watch much of Raw, but building up to the pay-per-view, the Raw Money in the Bank. I'm either with Miz winning that, have Miz be the first person to hold the United States and WWE title at the same time, or Ted DiBiase is sort of starting to build up steam, have him finally get somewhere after him being what broke up Legacy. He looks like he could be a... I hate to say this, obviously don't want him to be an exact $1 million man, but he looks like he could be a world champion version of the $1 million man in 2010. Could obviously be Edge again after all the Money in the Bank wins that he's had. We only had one, the other one he took from Mr. Kennedy. Or it could be Orton. They could put Orton back in the title picture again. Obviously, he looks like he could be the Stone Cold of this era. He's obviously not Stone Cold, but not the beer drinking middle finger guy, but he could be the Stone Cold of this PG era. There's the SmackDown Money in the Bank. I can't remember who's in that, but I thought Drew McIntyre. Obviously, they made him drop the title to Kofi a couple of weeks ago. Never really been a Kofi fan, but obviously they may be leading to something big with Drew having Cameron being the chosen one, and have him get the. World title run. He could be one of the top heels. Not really thinking much of Matt Hardy winning it. Matt Hardy's been going for a world title for the last 5 years, and he hasn't won it yet. They don't really call the ECW title world title. The Big Show really looks out of place in a ladder match. Didn't they put him and Mark Henry in one of them 1 year, and they never got very far. The title matches, the Usos, I think they're going to end up tag team champions. I like them. They remind me of Umaga a bit. They're obviously Rikishi's sons. The world title match, I'm not really with Rey Mysterio, but they may keep it on him and have CM Punk, when CM Punk heals up, have him and Punk feud and have a mask versus mask. Sheamus against Cena. I see Cena getting that back. I don't like him at all. You'll hear that regularly, that I don't like him. But I see him getting it, and then have him and Wade Barrett feud for a while, have Wade Barrett cash in his title shot when the GM lets him, because he said no title matches for the Nexus for a while. That's all I can say about Money in the Bank, I think. Divas matches, I don't think anyone really cares about them. They'll still keep the Lakel as the women's champion and Alicia Fox as the Divas champion. Don't really think we should go into that. It's a bit boring. Let me think. I wrote a couple of things down to go into. Bryan Danielson. Everyone, all the talk about Bryan Danielson is his release of work. Will he go back to ROH? Things like that. I've started watching ROH as of the last couple of weeks when I knew who Bryan Danielson was. I started watching it. ROH is probably the best thing out there at the moment. I know obviously Kevin Kelly and Jim Cornette on this network, they both work for ROH. I love ROH now. Watched a couple of episodes on YouTube. Austin Aries, I think he could be, if WWE took him, he could be pretty good heel. I've never seen him as a face. I remember TNA pretty much buried him as that Austin star. That was awful. But WWE could do a lot of use of them. I want to know more about Tyler Black, their world champion, so I'll watch a bit more of that. The tag teams, Kings of Wrestling, I like them. I haven't really seen much, but I'm starting to like them. Obviously, a few familiar faces there, like Jerry Lynn. The Necro Butcher, he's obviously been in The Wrestler. The Embassy, Prince Nana, he's a cool manager. He reminded me of an African Ric Flair. Seeing when he was cutting a promo, I don't know when it was, but he was in the middle of something, turns around and did the old shut up fat boy. You can always tell that he just sounded just like Ric Flair. But ROH is doing pretty well. Hopefully see Bryan Danielson back there soon, or back in the WWE. I don't want to see him go to TNA. I don't hate a single person in TNA, with the exception of Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff. They've ruined it, but everyone in TNA, I love it, but I hate that show now. They've ruined it. But yeah, Bryan Danielson, go back to WWE or ROH. What else have we got down here? The Nexus. The Nexus. Everyone's saying that ending to Raw where they beat up Cena was the best thing I've seen in nearly 10 years. They're similar to the NWO, things like that. And they've lost steam recently, yeah. They've definitely lost steam the last couple of weeks. Haven't been very good. I didn't see the Cena against the Nexus match, but I saw them beat up a couple of people last night. Yoshitatsu, they got the t-shirt with the N on now, they got everything. But I want to see them go far, have Wade Barrett become a world champion soon, maybe split them up and define. You saw on the first season of NXT, you saw them all with their separate gimmicks and characters. I want to see that a bit more. Even if they stay together, just define their characters separately a bit more. Skip Sheffield, I like him. I've watched some OVW. I was watching some OVW the last couple of weeks, as well as ROH. OVW's always been brilliant. But Skip Sheffield used to be a Terminator character called the Ryback, and that was brilliant. I loved that. I know WWE would never bring that back if he was somehow not with WWE and could go back to TNA, or could go to TNA. I don't think he's ever been there. Maybe the Ryback could come back. But no, that was a brilliant character. I've not really known much about the others, but they could be great. That's about everything I've got written down, I think. What else is there out there? Well, one thing that I notice a lot of people on Who's Slamming who don't talk about, which I'll talk about, the new SmackDown vs. Raw game, 2011, that comes out in October, but seen a little about that. I know there's probably a good few of you out there that play the video games, but I've always enjoyed SmackDown vs. Raw 2010 and the ones before that. This one with the improvements like the physics system where you can, if you put someone through a table, it won't always break in the same place. That'll be pretty fun, make some new moments. You put them through a ladder, break a ladder. This will definitely improve the TLC matches or Money in the Bank. You can balance a ladder or a table against the ropes and against the apron or against the ringside area, things like that. That looks pretty cool. They obviously have the new roster every year. They've got the you can do a move. If you do a move, you can move it round midair. Looks pretty good. THQ are really outdo themselves the last couple of years. SmackDown used to get boring after about a month. You play on it and then, oh well, I've done everything. What do I do now? And it'll just get boring. But last year's with the create a story, that was pretty good. And well, whatever other improvements they put in this year should really make it a good game. The new roster, well, there's quite a few new stars that they can add in this year with Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, the Nexus. I hope they include the Nexus. Well, it just looks to be a good game. That All-Stars game, that's coming out next year as well. I don't really see much interest in that. I'm not really bashing the unrealism thing. It just doesn't appeal to me. You obviously get to play as legends and current superstars. It doesn't look like the sort of game I want to play, but some of you might like it. The finishing and the normal moves are all unrealistic, so if you're John Cena and you did an FU or an attitude adjuster, whatever he calls it, you actually jump in the air quite far, like 20 feet in the air. The punches are unrealistic. As opposed to SmackDown being a simulation game, the bodies built out, so they're not all normal like everyone else. Some people might be appealed to that. It looks a bit like a superhero fighting game. Could be good, but not really for me. But yeah, go out and buy it when it's out. Try it for yourself. I might enjoy it after. Yeah, you might as well. I think I'll call it a day for today and do this again next week or whenever. If you want to tell me what you think, write on the comment board or I've got a Twitter at InstantClassicH. Tell me what you thought about today. Did you like it? Did you not like it? What you thought about what I was talking about? What I can talk about next week? I'll try and go a little longer next week. And yeah, tell me what you think. Thanks again to Tommy for letting me do this. Had fun doing it, and hopefully you all have fun listening to it. All right, well, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.